Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it is a blessing and an honor to be with you on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that you're being blessed today. I pray that you're living in the fullness of all that God has for you. Your life it should be abundant. Jesus Christ said, I came so that you might have life and have that life more abundantly. And we have to make sure that we are living in the fullness of everything that God has for us. Amen. Amen. That's my prayer for you. That is my prayer for you, that you're not just getting by. You know, so many of us in life are just making it. We're just making it. We're struggling here, and we're struggling trying to keep our kids in school and trying to make sure that our children are going well. So we're struggling in the area of parenting. We're struggling in our marriages, trying to make our husbands love us the way that we need to be loved, trying to make our wives love us the way that we want to be loved. We're struggling on our jobs. So many Christians, so many people are struggling in life. And, you know, it is my belief that God never meant for us to struggle. I don't believe that he ever meant for our lives to be this big struggling process. Amen. That everything turned out to be a struggle. I know that we're going to constantly have trials and tribulations. You know, Jesus talked about the fact that we would have trials and tribulations, that we would have trouble. But we're supposed to be of the mindset as Christians. We're supposed to be of the mindset that the trouble can't trouble us. Amen. Trouble really should not be able to trouble you, because Jesus has assured us that he has overcome the world, amen, and he has stripped trouble of its power to defeat you, amen, to take you out, to destroy you. Trouble has been stripped of its power, amen. However, we're at different stages. Many of us are at different stages in our walk with God, and we find ourselves troubled. Amen. We find ourselves troubled by trouble, and we find ourselves struggling. And I just want to encourage you, and you know, you hear me say that a lot, that I just want to encourage you that trouble doesn't last always. Amen. That you might be going through something right now, but it's just a season. This too shall pass. Amen. This difficult time that you're going through shall pass as well. You've gone through a lot of things in your life already. You know, just look back over your life at some of the things that God has brought you through, and be mindful of the fact that God has brought you through. Amen. This thing that you went through, these things that you have gone through already have not taken you out. You're still here, amen. You're victorious, amen. You're still moving forward. And I pray that you're still moving forward. I pray that you are. I pray that you haven't let life get you down to the fact that you're not moving forward anymore, that you have given up, amen. I pray that you are determined not to grow weary, not to faint, to go ahead and reap the harvest, amen, that's been promised to you, that's been prophesied over your life in the word of God, that if you don't faint, if you don't give up, that you will reap a harvest, amen. You will get the reward that you've been striving for. So keep pushing, keep moving forward, keep persevering, keep praying, amen, keep believing, amen. And know that God is faithful. God is faithful, and he will do what he said he would do. We have to realize that there's power in the word of God. And I'm here to encourage you in the word. That's what I do every time that I come here to Power in the Word. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I thank you for tuning in. Amen and praise God. I want to open up the chat room. I'm here in the chat room. You can come in and chat with me. I also want to open up the switchboard, amen, where you can call in, amen, and give me your testimony of triumph. Today is the time to testify about triumph, amen, victory in Jesus, something that God has brought you through, amen, that tried to take you out, and you know that it was God. And I want to know how you got through, amen. I want to know how you got through. So you can call me at 646-652-4832, or you can come into the chat room, the web chat, and text in your testimony about how God brought you through, amen, so that I can share it with our listeners. Amen and praise God. Let us pray. Father God, I praise your holy name, Lord. I worship you. I magnify your name on today. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. I love you today, and I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in my life. I thank you, Lord, for who you are and who you continue to be to me. I thank you that I am in relationship with you, Father, as your daughter, as your child, as your, you know, someone who serves you with my whole life. I love you and I praise you, and I magnify your name. I ask that you speak to the hearts of those who will listen, Father God, and that you encourage the heart of someone on today to continue to move forward with Jesus. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca, and I'm here with Power in the Word to share with you about the power that is to be found in the Word of God for everyday life, no matter what you're going through. No matter what you're going through in life, you have to know that you have the victory. You know, God talks about the fact that he created the blacksmith, amen, and he created the metals and the tools, amen, that he uses to form the weapon. And God wants you to know that no weapon forged against you can prosper, amen, because he has given you the ability to stand up in the face of any adversary, to stand up in the middle of any kind of trouble and prevail. Amen. Praise God. You know, the Bible talks about the fact that we don't fight against flesh and blood. You might find yourself in the middle of a war right now. You might have all heck breaking out against you. People are talking about you like a dog. No one understands you. You may be persecuted because of what you believe, who you stand for. You may be having problems on the job. Your boss may be just terrorizing you on a daily basis. Coworkers trying to stab you in the back. So-called friends smiling in your face and just really doing all kinds of craziness. Doing all kinds of craziness to bring you down. People that you thought would be for you or not for you, but they're jealous of you. You know, you're going through. You know, husband acting up, kids acting up, wife acting up. You know, you've been ministering to people and they don't understand you. They're turning their backs on you. Just, you know, when they were singing your praises before or maybe even only yesterday, now they're bringing you down and dragging your name through the mud. You know, going through. And one thing that you'll notice that I said, and all of that, is that all of those things have to do with people. You know, it's amazing how other people impact our lives, how much power we give people. And I want to just encourage you to take back the power that you have placed in the hands of people. Go ahead and take back the power. And do you know how you can take back the power? You can take back the power by getting to the point where you don't care what people say about you. You don't care what people think about you, amen. And you're taking the power back from the hands of those people because you're realizing that only what God thinks matters. And I see you, caller. I'm opening up the switchboard so that I can take your call. Just hang on with me for a second while I rearrange things so that I can get to you, amen, because I looked up and realized that I have a caller here. But you got to take back the power that you've given people. You know, it shouldn't matter so much what people think about you. Amen. What should matter more is what God thinks about you. It shouldn't matter so much what people do to you. You know, we get all caught up. I can't believe she did that and he did this and they treated me like this after I've only been good to them. You realize that that goes with the territory of you being who you are. Amen. Amen and praise God. And I'm getting to you right now, caller. I just had to reset my computer in order to get to your call. Amen. Hallelujah. Caller, you're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, my name's Roseanne.
Hi, Roseanne. God bless you. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing really, really good today. It's a Tuesday. It's a little bit cold here. You're in New Jersey, too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit chilly here, but, you know, I guess it's about time.
Yeah. So what are you talking about today?
Well, I'm talking about trials and tribulations and how we have trouble sometimes in life and how God brings us through, as he has assured us in his word that he would. And I'm taking testimony, you know, about people who have been through anything in life, and you know for sure that God brought you through. Maybe you can testify and encourage somebody who's listening.
Yeah, definitely.
You have a testimony?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. No, I don't.
Oh, so you know, but you know, even as surely as you live, that there are going to be things that you go through in life, right?
Yes.
And, you know, we find ourselves wondering, how did I make it through that? You know, when I look back over my life and I look at some of the things that I've worried about, some of the things that I've gotten anxious about, and I realize that I didn't have a real need to worry anyway, because the Bible tells us that we don't need to worry about tomorrow. Well, the Bible tells us not to worry. And then it tells us not to worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow has enough worries of its own. And Roseanne, have you ever gotten to the point where you were just so concerned about what was going to happen in the situation going forward? Like tomorrow, what will happen if this doesn't work out? How am I going to pay this bill? Or how am I going to get my kids to act right, or my grandchildren, if you have grandchildren? Have you ever, like, found yourself worrying and then looked up and realized that you had nothing to worry about?
Yes, that has happened to me a lot, actually.
Yeah. Because things have a way of working themselves out, and I believe that they don't work themselves out. I believe that God is right there in the middle of every situation, and I believe that if you're a child of God, that he has his hand right on your life and that he's working everything out for your good.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, and we have to believe that, because if we don't believe that, we're going to find ourselves worrying all of the time. And, you know, worry, I believe, stops us from moving forward. You know, when we're sitting around worrying, biting our fingernails, I think it gets to the point where it's counterproductive, that it doesn't help us to move forward to do some of the stuff that we should be doing instead of worrying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're a Christian, right, Roseanne?
I am.
Yeah. And how does God's word help you to make it through every day of your life?
Well, I go to church every Sunday.
Yeah.
And it just makes me feel really good as soon as I leave.
Yeah, it really helps, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and do you go in your church, do you do like a lot of praise songs? Do you praise the Lord?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, you have a good time, right?
Yeah.
And it makes you feel good to know that you've gone and you've given God his worship, and then that he gives you something back. He gives you peace and joy. It's a wonderful thing.
And faith.
Yeah, it's a wonderful thing. So, do you go to Bible study during the week?
Not so much. I usually go to church on Sundays.
Yeah, and it helps you make it through the whole week, right?
Yeah, that's why Sunday, because it's the start of the week. It's like you get a fresh start.
Yes, yes, amen. It is. It's like a fresh start. Like, okay, life tried to beat me up this week, but it didn't. And that's something to celebrate, to know that you made it, you know, no matter what came against you. Because every day there's a possibility for something to go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But the important thing to remember is that everything really is going to be all right. Everything really is going to be all right. With God, we can make it, right, Roseanne?
Yes, that's very true.
Amen. With God, we can make it. And I don't know how I did it all these years, because I've only been saved about 13 years. And prior to that, I didn't go to church every Sunday. And I didn't have anything, I used other stuff to make it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know, like drinking and stuff like that, relationships with, you know, with different guys. But with God, I don't need that stuff, you know. I just need, just give me Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so with God, you can make it. And that's what Roseanne and I want to tell all of you who are listening on today, that with God, you can make it. Everything really is going to be all right. Just grab a hold to the promises of God that life will give you trouble. You will have trouble in life, but it can't destroy you unless you quit, unless you let it. It can't destroy you. Keep, like Roseanne said, keep making your way to church on Sunday. Go to church. You'll feel much better, and you'll feel like you've gotten a fresh start. You'll be energized, and you'll be refocused in order to go back out into the world, whether you're going to work or whether you're taking care of kids or grandkids, or whether you're even staying at home, you know, because sometimes staying at home, you could be isolated and start feeling bad about the fact that you don't have anything to do. So just let God guide you in every day of your life, and let him give you the power to make it through. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Well, Roseanne, thank you so much for calling in today.
Thank you very much. I really love this show.
Oh, thank you so much. It's good to know that somebody's out there listening. Because I have to do this. I'm glad to hear that you love the show, and I'm glad to know that you're out there listening. I want to get you a copy of one of my books. You do any reading, Roseanne?
Not so much. My eyes aren't that good.
Okay, well, how about maybe I could get you a link to a CD or get you something that I want to just give you a gift. So if you send me an email, maybe give me some information where I can send you a CD from our ministry, maybe one of our sermons, then I will get that over to you. You can just go over to my website, or you can send me an email at powerinthe1@yahoo.com, and I would love to just give you a gift for calling in today.
Okay, I have to see what I have to do, though, because I'm not that computer savvy.
Okay, well, you definitely have given me a gift today just by calling me and spending some time with me on this morning, and I look forward to talking to you again on the air.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a blessed day. God bless you, Roseanne.
You too.
Okay, and that's the end of today's segment of Power in the Word. This has been Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and Roseanne called in and joined me for a little while, and it's always good to have somebody to talk to. Amen. God does answer prayer, because that's my prayer, that people will call in. So until next time, know that no weapon formed against you can prosper. Amen. And that you can make it with God. You can make it. Amen. And praise God. Remember to make the most out of every single opportunity, and remember my sister, remember my brother, and you too, Roseanne, that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.